Hello. This is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive. This 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience building action from across the state, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in Down East Maine. I'm your host, Corey McVeigh, and I'm the Renewable Energy Solutions Coordinator with a Climate to Thrive. Let's dive in. Right now, as you are listening, the world is in the midst of an unprecedented energy transition. Millions of people are working to shift energy sources from polluting fossil fuels to various forms of renewable energy. Car companies are rolling out more and more electric vehicle models. Homeowners and businesses are switching their heating to electric heat pumps. And solar and wind energy are growing faster than ever. As this transition continues, a basic understanding of energy terms and concepts is becoming increasingly important. For many, especially in the United States, the simple flip of a light switch or use of a kitchen appliance does not spark much thought about how those light bulbs and appliances are actually getting power. Behind the scenes, a lot of things happen to get millions of tiny electrons from a power plant to your lights, coffee maker, microwave, and much more. While I will not dive into an in-depth description of the U.S. electric grid in this episode, I will focus on some key energy terms: kilowatts, kilowatt hours, and electricity demand. The watt is the basic unit of electrical power. 1 watt is equal to 1 joule of work per second. Most devices that are powered by electricity are rated in watts, such as a 60-watt light bulb. The kilowatt is equal to 1,000 watts. Watts, kilowatts, and other similar units are measures of instantaneous power. This can be thought of as how much power is being used at any given moment. So if you turn on that 60-watt light bulb, it will be using around 60 watts of electric power at any point in time. If you are talking about the size of a solar photovoltaic array, a wind turbine, or any other electricity generation source, it will often be described in kilowatts or megawatts, which are equal to 1,000 kilowatts. Watt hours and kilowatt hours are measures of energy rather than power. Instead of a unit of instantaneous power, kilowatt hours measure the use of electric power over time, otherwise known as energy. If you were to use that same 60-watt light bulb for 1 hour, this would use 60 watt hours of electricity, because it used 60 watts of power for 1 hour. If you look at the bills from your local electric utility, your electricity consumption will be shown in kilowatt hours. This represents the amount of electric energy that was used in your home during that given billing cycle. These two units are the basic building blocks of electricity consumption. While most ratepayers do not see kilowatt usage on their residential electricity bills, some commercial customers do see this in the form of electricity demand charges. Electricity demand is the amount of kilowatts a customer is using at one time. If high amounts of electricity demand occur during peak demand hours, additional demand charges can be added to a customer's electricity account. Usually, this peak demand occurs during the couple of hours when people wake up and get ready for work or school in the morning, and the couple of hours after people get home in the evening. Note that these peak demand times are not the same for every utility, so check with your local utility to learn more about the peak demand hours in your area. There are a variety of solutions available for reducing electricity demand, including energy efficiency measures and weatherization. There are also solutions for shifting the time that high demand occurs, such as battery energy storage. Hopefully, this is a helpful background for listeners who want to build their energy literacy and gain a better understanding of electricity consumption. Understanding this jargon can help you to participate in the conversations around the energy transition, especially as electrification continues to rise. For more information about energy efficiency measures that you can take and Maine specific tax credits, rebates, and more, visit Efficiency Maine Trust's website at efficiencymaine.com. This has been Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action with a Climate to Thrive on WERU-FM. We are here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening.